Yeah, I hope this is not as bad as the 2007 ice storm. I heard someone utter that at some point over the past week. That had me flashing back. My freshman year of college, that 2007 ice storm. I actually got to miss a final, I believe, out of that deal because they canceled some finals.
How long were you out of power? Like, how long did you not have power?
So I was living at Delta Sig. I know that we were without power. I can definitely remember that. I do not remember how long, but it's like a big, giant, cold ice box to be in when there's no power or any of that. I just remember being fairly miserable, but we made it fun. You know, I mean, we had fun with it, and not having finals was honestly kind of worth it. Like, it's different now. 10 years later or whatever, I'm sitting here like, I don't really need that necessarily now that I'm an adult and I'm not going to get out of any class, any school, anything like that. Now I've just got to deal with it like an adult. That sucks. That's not any fun. So I can do without it this weekend.
At the time, I was a junior at Clay Center Community High School in Little Old Morganville, out of power for 8 days.
8 days?
8 days.
Well, yeah, I don't think it was that long for me. You had it worse. I bet you had to walk to school the next day up a hill barefoot.
9 miles, 10 miles.
In the snow. Yeah,
And I remember, man, the sounds of branches just exploding off the branch. Because they're frozen. And when they break, it just sounds like a gunshot. I remember that very well. It was nuts.
Well, Mitch, if there's one thing I know that can pull you back out of that bad memory.
Oh, you know what it is.
It's the Cover 5. With our man Brady. If you're new to it, Brady, week after week throughout the NFL season, goes through, typically picks 5 NFL games. That's obviously not going to be the case here with the playoffs, but he picks a winner, infuses humor throughout, and just a point of reference here, he is a big Patriots fan and an obnoxious one at that. So there's typically multiple references to the greatness of the New England Patriots here throughout. But I will say this, before we hear it, man, do we need the Chiefs and Patriots to win again so we can get the second straight year of them matching up in the playoffs. And this time, for the AFC title, that would be just wonderful for Cover 5 purposes. So let's make that happen. Let's see if Brady predicts it in the Cover 5.
Test, 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 test. And then there were 4. We're just 2 games away from the Super Bowl, and reality is going to hit 2 teams in the face this weekend. But before I predict who's moving on and who's going to be in tears, here's a quick word from a long-time Cover 5 sponsor. So, your favorite team is in the divisional round of the playoffs on Sunday, and you want to host a big watch party for the gang. But the missus has the big solo in the choir at your local place of worship. Instead of steaks, fireball, and the music of Pitbull melting in the background with the sizzle of a grill, you'll be sober and reserved as you hear your better half struggle with a malfunctioning sound system inside the Lord's house. Cancel that propane fill-up for the Barbie, brother. Sounds like you're in a pickle. Sounds like you need a buddy. Or better yet, a church buddy. Download today the #1 church attendance substitute app that brings the good news directly to your smartphone or tablet with the swipe of a thumb. Your designated church buddy will not only take top-notch bullet points from today's sermon, he or she will live stream your wife's choir performance right to your phone. Smile, honey. We're recording. And if you download within the next 30 days, Church Buddy will automatically upgrade you to 2 free months of Church Buddy Platinum, allowing you to make your virtual presence known at the offering plate through your Church Buddy proxy. So thaw out the stakes, give thanks, take a stroll around the volume knob with Mr. Worldwide, and rejoice in the divinity of playoff football. Church Buddy, because you go to church, sorta. Church Buddy and all PepsiCo brands are not responsible for the ultimate eternal destination of the customer. All offers valid excluding Dakota, Canada, Hawaii, and majority Central Europe. Best app on the market. All right, let's cover 5. Game 1. Seattle at Atlanta, 3:30 Saturday on Fox. Here's a Cover 5 icy cold stat. The Seahawks are 3-4-1 on the road this year. Here's another stat so ice cold it was put into this weekend's Flint Hills weather forecast. Atlanta has the second best point differential in the league at +134. Falcons proved to be the better bird of prey, 36-21. Game two, Green Bay at Dallas, 3:40 Sunday, also on Fox. A classic matchup of two classic NFL teams. Aaron Rodgers is making his argument for league MVP. And don't get crazy, Cover 5 fans, I said argument. And the Cowboys have a chance to prove they are indeed the number one team in the NFC against the hottest team in the conference. While the Packers will certainly miss Jordy, it's the Cowboys who may have the most pressure to deal with. The Giants have shown they are beatable, and playing in Jerry's world offers no bigger spotlight in the world of sports. Will Dak and Zeke be able to shoulder it in Big D? No! Packers continue to ride the wave, 27-23. Game three! Pittsburgh at Kansas City, noon on Sunday on NBC. Arrowhead is gonna be rocking. The last time these two teams played each other was in week four when the Steelers stomped KC 43-13 in the big ketchup bottle. But these Chiefs are nothing like those Chiefs, and it looks like Big Ben is hobbled. If Landry Jones has to play more than five snaps for Pittsburgh, pack your bags, KC. You're on to New England. Chiefs, 27-20. Game four! Houston at New England, Saturday night on CBS. Hold up, music switch! There we go. Last time the Patriots played the Texans, New England blanked them 27-0 with Jacoby Brissett, and Houston QB Brock Osweiler finished the game with a QBR of 29.1. Since this time, New England will have the services of the greatest quarterback of all time, I think it's safe to double that score. Pats, 54-0. Game five. Wait, there isn't one. Okay, time to improvise. Finally, game five. Myself versus John Kurtz in Madden. Kurtz gets a good head start with the touchdown reception and kickoff return from the Chiefs' Tyreek Hill, but my Pats come back from the 14-0 deficit with deep passes to Chris Hogan and Deion Lewis on a wheel route. Kurtz puts the nail in the coffin with a poorly timed Alex Smith interception to Malcolm Butler. Pats win again, 24-21. And there you have it. Five NFL games and five predictions you can take to the bank as long as you wait to cash that check on Tuesday. Happy playoff football, Gridiron fans. The end of the NFL season is nigh. So soak it all in. Another Cover 5 is in the book.
Okay, we've had many a battle on the sticks, as I would like to call it, playing some Madden. And that's not how I remember it typically breaking down. But alas, that was well done. That was very, very well done. It's typically Chiefs-Patriots when we play in Madden. I will just point that out. So I am playing with the worst team on the game.
How many times have you beaten Brady in Madden?
I think twice. We've played maybe four or five times, 2-2. I might be 2-3. I do have a problem with some poorly timed Alex Smith interceptions. He is accurate with that. But I've gotten him, and I don't even own the game. I enjoyed that Cover 5. Thank you for that, Brady. He did predict Patriots-Chiefs, which would be awesome. Would be awesome next week.
How dare he.
But he did pick against Mitch's Cowboys.
Pick the Packers, minus Jordy Nelson, to beat the Dallas Cowboys, who are pretty much at full strength.
I might kill the Packers too, Mitch. I don't know. I don't know.
Get ready to be disappointed, fools.
Unless they throw in Romo. Max Olsen at 525 from the ESPN Big 12 blog. To close off the hour, it's Mitch's time to shine. You're listening to The Game.